We're going to finish what we were learning in the Sefer Torah Haroya, which is an introduction to the sugi of Torah Eretz Yisrael. That's what we've been learning the past few weeks. It's a very, very basic introduction because there's so many places in Rav Kook's Sfarim that he talks about this. This was the inyan of his life, the last years of his life, for sure. And we're learning the basic Mar Makaymus, so we could be familiar with the Shiroshim, the roots of Rav Kook's view on this matter, this inyan. So on page, I know it's Kuf Tzadik, I don't know if it's
nine,
like seven lines down, but just right before that, on the third line, where we read last time, just to review for a second, in the Sakein, Nitan Loimish Ezel HaKlal. To sum up, the Klal is, Heichon Shenikva Halach Al Pi Klalei HaMesurim Lanu. We're learning this really, this is a very big Inyan Halacha, the Sugi of Torah Lobi Shemayim, he. And then on the other hand, we do see that there's an influence of Shemayim over the decisions of the Chachamim. So, what we were learning last time is, Shezel HaKlal, Heichon Shenikva Halacha Al Pi Klalei HaMesurim Lanu, that wherever the halacha was already established, and the halacha was paskened according to the rules of halacha that have been handed down to us from generation to generation, such as Yochid Rabbim, halacha Kerabim, like the Gemara of Metziah, that we have when you have the majority versus the individual, that the majority, of course, we paskin Achir Rabbim Hatayis, is halacha Kerabim. The din is like the Rabbim. So wherever we have the psak din based upon the klolei halacha, the rules and principles of halacha, ein yicholus l'shanas dvarim al pi hayra shemimis. We can't change anything, regardless of whatever intervention there might be coming from Shemaim, such as in the Gemara of Metziah, where there was a baskel that came out to say the halacha. What do you want from Elazar ben Ni? So we don't pay any attention to that. Torah lo b'Shemaim hi. This is what Rav Kook was writing about and what we were talking about last time. However, where we don't have a hachra hilchazis, where the halacha was not paskind, where it was not decided based upon the klalei, the rules of halacha, v'hadeos noitos, and we have different views. We have a debate, an argument. Then we have seen in many places that Ruach HaKodesh, such as with the Ravid and so on, that Ruach HaKodesh can influence the halacha, where there's no hachra that has taken place, where no decision has taken place, based upon the klali halacha, and it's still an open discussion. In that situation, there can be divine intervention through Ruach HaKodesh, through Nevuah, Abbas Kol, and so on. So let's continue. V'chein kvar kosvu lefanav L'moshul Rav Yosef Ibn Jaktila Bal Shari Oira B'Sifro Klolei HaMitzvahs Er Chachamim. This is just an example. There are hundreds, probably thousands of places where we find this discussed in the Svarim. But here we have from one of the earliest of the Mekubalim, the Shari Oira, who writes, V'im Taimer, Hay Be'Silo Halacha K'maysam Fal Pi Baskol The Gassinim Be'Evim Per'akamen Amar Rabbi Abba Amar Shmuel Shalosh Shalom Nechilku Be'Sham Yisilo. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, that there's a machlok is going on between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Halolo imrim halacha k'meiseinu, halolo imrim halacha k'meiseinu. Each side held strongly that they were right in this machlok between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Each side held that they were right. And yotza baskal for Amar Lahem, elev elodiv elikim chayim halacha k'meis Hillel. And a baskal came down from Shemaim and said that both these and those are the words of the living God, meaning that, of course, what Beis Shammai is saying, even though the halacha is not like Beis Shammai, but it's still Divra Elokim Chaim, that it's still the words of the living God. We're not going into what that means right now, where the side that we don't paskin like is still Divra Elokim Chaim. But halacha is Kebes Hillel. So a baskal of voice came down to say that the halacha is Kebes Hillel. So the Shari Eri says, Da. So he says an interesting thing. He says, Da, She'elo loy omdu al haminyin, She'elo omdu al haminyin, Acher Rabim lahatis. See, the way he says it is interesting, but he says that it's clear. Now we have a principle in halacha. This is what we're learning. There's a klal in halacha, like I mentioned a moment ago, that when you have a yachid and a rab, the halacha is karab. We pass like the rab. So elu, the shama is loy omdol aminyin. Shilu omdol aminyin acharab lahatis. If the view would have been like, if the majority view would have been like Beishamai, if they would have been al aminyin, if they would have been the majority, then the halacha would follow the rule of Achre Rab Mahatis, as we always follow, Achre Rab Mahatis. Lo'i kovna halacha bi baskol, and we would not be kaveh the halacha. We couldn't be kaveh halacha like the baskol kineged, in opposition to the rabbim. Alachre rabbim. K'mesh lo'i kovna halacha k'rabi Eliezer, afu pishiyotza baskol, alachre rabbim, k'mesh rabbi Yeshua. Lo'i b'shemayimi. The same thing could be sworn both Messiah. That it was Rabbi Eliezer versus the Chachamim. Rabbi Yeshua was representing the Chacham, but it was Rabbi Eliezer as the Yachid versus the Chachamim, versus the Rabbim. And there we see that the Baskal didn't help. Even though the voice came out from Shemaim, they said the halachas like Rabbi Eliezer didn't help. Because Rabbi Yeshua was right, Torah lo b'shemayim hi. Because there was Paskin, and Torah lo b'shemayim hi. The psak was, Acharam lahatis, we follow the majority. The Torah was given in Har Sinai. And the Torah that was given in Har Sinai, there was also a voice from Shemayim. That's this week's parasha, right? The Torah is also from Shemayim. So in the Torah that was given to us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally, panim al panim that he gave us, he wrote there, Acharav Mahatis, you follow the majority. That's it, that's the end of the discussion. So when we have a majority, and we have a psak halacha, so then, Rabbi Yeshua is absolutely right. Torah lo b'shamayim. It's very dangerous to allow Shemayim at that point to sway the halacha against the klal of halacha that Hashem Himself gave in the Torah. Now, why did Hashem say that? That's an interesting conversation. That's not for now. So why did Hashem? Why did the Baskel come down to begin with? Like, what are you staring over here? Everything was going fine. We have a classic machlokas between the Yochid and the Rabbim, and the Halacha is Karabim. So what's the Baruch Shalom getting involved over here? This is what Matim Halacha. So when he smiled, because it says that, because they asked what did Hashem say at that time, says Nitzchuni Bonai. So it's clear that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that the Chacham were on the right track and that they would not succumb. It was a test. That's the simple pshat in Tosfos and Rishonim. It was a test from Shemayim to see whether Chacham had the confidence and the koiches to stand up for the pureness of halacha and for the derech of hachoras halacha, despite the fact that there was something coming that could have easily pulled them away from the halacha. So it was a test. However, that's one pshat. There are other ways of understanding. Why did Hashem say anything? Why did the Baskel come down to say, what do you want from Rabbi Eliezer? Halachas k'maisa b'chol mokum. What do you want from Rabbi Eliezer? Shepasna k'Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Yeshua had to stand up and say, in all due respect, Torah lo b'shamayim hi. It was a test. The Torah was given to us at Har Sinai. And the Torah that was given at Har Sinai, it says, the rule is, Yochid Rab, Halachas Rab, Achir Rab, Mahatas. You follow the majority. The Kosev Achir Rab, Mahatas. So that's the Sharia, the Sharia. V'chein kos v'taisus in Erevin. V'chein kos v'zikni achida v'admor hamitzoy v'hakadamosel b'yazar. The Mitler Rebbe and the Chida. It's found in many, many sforim. This explanation. In the Sakim is kolomor adkan. Summarize all that we've learned until now. Tyrus Eretz Yisrael. This is the subject of the chapter verse of Torah that we're going into right now. Torah says to sell mechaberes es hanigla v'hanister. This is all the Rav Kook wanted, was to join together nigla and nister. Nigla and nister, the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. The Torah of Shemayim and the Torah of Aretz. Now there's one place in the world that stands in between heaven and earth, and that's Eretz Yisrael. That's called Torah Eretz Yisrael. Bovel is Teres Haaretz. Then you have Shemayim Mamish is Teres Shemayim. In between the earth and heaven, there's a place that's called Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is the border between heaven and earth. that Teres Eretz Yisrael is the place where Shamayim and Aretz meet, where Nigla and Nisda meet, where the Teres Haaretz is influenced and inspired by what's happening in Shamayim. At that place, that's called Teres Eretz Yisrael. Teres Eretz Yisrael is on Nigla and Nisda. The Mela Gam is Ruach HaKadosh VaHaTeira. Ruach HaKadosh, which is Nista, the hidden, that which is hidden, and the Torah, which is revealed. Rakan nitin lahazik hasagas ruchnias ke'elu. Only here, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, is it possible to reach such hasagas and ruchnias. She roimimu as havanas atera atzma, that lift up, that change the whole understanding of Torah. What we've been learning now is that for a person to be able to grasp intellectually the Torah in the highest way, for the mind to be able to understand Torah in the highest way, mutnis b'hashra elokis u'b'siyata d'shmaya. It's mutnis b'hashra elokis b'siyata d'shmaya, that a person himself in this world who's got both feet on the ground can't understand Torah in the highest way. Because the human intellect is not capable of understanding Torah in the deepest way. So there has to be something to open that door that separates, that seems to be shut, that's closed between heaven and earth. Seichel, the pure seichel, pure intellect is not enough. There needs to be Hashra Elokis. There needs to be Hashra from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or B'siyayta D'shmaya. HaMusegis B'schus Ma'asenu. That's obviously wherever we learn Torah. Just in Eretz Yisrael, it's much, much more open and more obvious. Ma Kol Ze Omer Lanu. So as far as we're concerned, we're not Bali Ruach HaKadosh. So how does this apply to us? Of course, the answer is lespal ulespal, to daven. Mimi tanulay raitza liskas lekinyanus haTorah. Everybody wants to understand Torah, to be able to acquire Torah. Ona mishtaykim lekach. We're longing for that. Anachnu gam mispal lekach b'chol yom bechus kriyishma, and we say that every day in davening. Avinu avirachman hamrachim rachim aleinu. The same belief beinu binu we ask Hashem to fill our hearts with bina, lahavin ulahaskel, to understand, lishmoya lumar lamed lishmar velasus lakaimus kol divrei tam derasach biyaham. That's what this davening is all about. That the mind itself is not capable of grasping Teres Hashem. Umazbe beperusha sider hatfila rekeach. See, the rekeach explains the same beliyabenu lahavin. Shenovin dover mitarch dover b'halacha. Bina, of course, means lahavin dover mitarch dover, to understand the matter within the matter. Lahavin dover mitarch dover b'halacha. Ulahaskil lahatzliach b'divrei Torah, to be matzliach, to be able to come to the correct, to be able to come to the correct decisions in halacha, to the correct correct understanding, and live the right way according to halacha. Lishmoyer b'divrei Torah. Lilmar batzmein, allow me to teach others. Lishmar kol Torah, to be able to observe, to keep the whole Torah in the right way. V'lasayis oysa l'kaimis v'seha. V'lasayis oysa l'kaimis v'seha. To be able to keep the Torah and to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. To understand it in the right way and to observe it in the right way. When I was in Yerushalayim, there was a fellow that I was talking to, and he was carrying in his hand an art scroll, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I didn't even know that art scroll made a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. He knew that they have. So they have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And I looked at it a little bit. I looked at it a little bit. It was very nice. But he's a guy that's learning his whole life in yeshiva. So I was wondering why he's carrying an English Kitzur Aruch. To begin with, Kitzur is not hard, even in Lashon HaKadosh. And so he said to me a very simple thing. He said, everything else I learn in Lashon HaKadosh. When it comes to halach, he says, I'm afraid I don't want to make a mistake. That's what he said. I don't want to make a mistake. He says, if I misunderstand something, if I don't understand something properly, then I might be Michal Shabbos. That's what he said to me, just like that. I never thought of it that way. That's a pretty good, That's a pretty good svara. So he says everything else, you know, if I make a mistake in the Gemara, okay, so I made a mistake in the Gemara. If I make a mistake in the learning the parasha in the svara, no, okay, it's everything's still okay. But if I mess up something like in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm in trouble. So he says, I want to make sure. So he reviews it over everything in English, and he tries to make sure that he had everything right. You need siyata d'shma. You have to have help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're learning halacha, sometimes you know that it's a shayla, and he asks somebody a shayla. But what happens if you think that you understand it, and really you didn't understand it, and then chas v'shalom, you're cooking on Shabbos? Yeah, I mean, you're doing something else on Shabbos. It's a scary thing. You have to have siyata d'shma. We have to daven all the time. Then we should be zarechah to understand what we're learning, and that we should be able to carry it out to the end in the right way. We shouldn't make mistakes, chas v'shalom. In the older generations, they had very, very strong Masara that they saw and they observed very, very carefully what they saw by the parents and the grandparents. But we're living in a time where it's not so clear that there was a break because of all the Tsaras and the Muhammads. And the Masara, a lot of the homes, it's not clear. And the parents weren't sure that they remembered. I mean, there are things that my mother swears that she saw back in the Haim. It can't be that she saw those things. She tells me, don't tell me we did this and that's how we did. I said, that can't be. It's mamish against Allah. There are things that are mamish against Allah. My mother said, that's how my mother. I said, I'm sorry, in all due respect, your mother couldn't have done it that way. But my mother was only 14, 15 years old when the war started. So does she remember it already? You know, I don't know if she remembers everything. So there was a break. There was a terrible, terrible break in the Masorah. So now a lot of our learning, a lot of what we do is from books. That's very scary. It's nice, because we have a lot of shiurim, and we're learning, and it's geshmak, and we're all involved, and that's great. But as far as what we actually do, it's scary, because it's not so clear anymore by the parents and the grandparents what they're doing. If what they're doing is part of that unbroken Masorah, it's not clear. It's not clear. My father will always say things that I remember like this, but he says, I don't know, I think it was like this. I remember like when I started coming home, I told him anytime I came home with the matzah charts, you know? And my father said, what are you doing? What are you bringing here? Charts. It's the site, like, what do you bring? I came like with a whole folder of different charts. So my father said to me, look, because I gave out matzahs, like, you know, pizza, shumar matzah, like this, each piece. My father said, I can tell you that I was by the Minchas Alazah Seda, and it was not like that. That I'm not telling you it's a shayla, that the Minchas Alazah, we had pieces of matzah like this. By the Minchas Alazah, my father said. So first I said, it can't be. You know, my father said, I was there. There were pieces like this. It was not like he didn't come with any papers and books and with rulers, you know, it says numbers. And we had matzah, it was like this. So then when I got older, so then I was talking to somebody about this. He said that by the Minchas Laws, the matzahs were like four times as thick. Wow. They had very thick matzahs, very heavy matzahs. That my father didn't remember to say that they were much thicker. The matzahs now, they're like paper. Why that is, how come it's so much better now than matzahs, I don't know, but they were very, very thick, the matzahs. So it could be talking a small piece that they had a shear. Also with the glass that I made such, I said we have to have, because my father had these glasses. No, we have to use big glasses. Well, I said, I never saw such things in my life. To have like this glasses for Arba Crisis, we had, they had little glasses. So he was right. There were smaller shiurim, but in yeshiva they only taught us, you know, they taught us the big shiurim, but of course there are different shiurim. But it's a problem. We don't have such, many, many people don't have anymore, like a Masorah that we saw by the mothers, by the fathers, what they did. So you have to have siyata d'shma. You're learning halach, you have to daven, we have to daven all the time. We should do the right thing. If you're reading something from a book, imagine somebody reads from a sefer, how to put on tefillin. Imagine you read how to put on tefillin. Nobody ever showed you. You lived in some place in China, and there's nobody to show you how to put on tefillin, and you're able to get like a Mr. Burr or whatever, a sefer, and it tells you how to put on tefillin. How would it come out? Just reading it, it's very hard to figure out in the Sefer how to put on tefillin. Your father shows you how to put on tefillin. Another Jew shows you how to put on tefillin. You put on tefillin. And that's how they put on tefillin. But if you read it in the Sefer, you don't always get it right. When it comes to the halachas of Shabbos and Pesach, all kinds of derises, derabbanis. So you have to daven all the time. The same lebein abin, lahavin, lahaskil, and then it's not just enough. Lishmor, lidmor, lishmor, lishmor, velasais. Lishmor, velasais. To be able to keep everything the right way, you need tremendous Yad Deshmaya to keep everything the right way. Chazal gam sivu asanu l'spal l'kach b'tchilas l'ngudeinu. Kvishu mafir b'nusach ha'tchilas l'chna ha'limud. And therefore we have tefillahs from Rabbi Nachuni ben Ekonim when you come into the Beis HaMedrash. It used to be on the wall of every Beis HaMedrash, they had the tefillah when you walk in of Rabbi Nachuni ben Ekonim, it's brought down the Gemara. And when you leave the Beis HaMedrash, and that we shouldn't have failed in any way to learn halacha in the wrong way and so on, there are tefillahs. Rabbi Nachuni ben Ekonim, tefillah shalifnei alimud. The different tefillahs, we ask Hashem to open our eyes, to be able to see the wonders of Torah. Or maybe Sham Hataz, Nusach Noisaf, the Taz brings another Nusach. There's a Nusach to say, even if not the whole Rabbi Nachuni ben Ekonim, but a Nusach to say, illuminate my eyes with the light of your Torah, and save me from making any mistake. Whether it comes to the halachas of dini issur v'heter, things that are mutter, things that are aser, yerdeya, hein b'dini mamonos and chayshu mishpat, hein b'hira, hein b'limud, whatever, gal einai, open my eyes, reveal to my eyes, v'abitas, that I should be able to see, niflos mitarasecha, the wonders of your Torah. Umashu shagisi kvar, and if any mistake that I made already, hamideni al hamas, Hashem, please bring me back to the truth. Show me the right way. Fix what I made the mistake. Val tatzel mi pi dvar emes ad ma'od. Ki Hashem yitein chachma piv das eschuna. And there shouldn't be from my mouth only dvar, only words of truth, the words of Hashem, because from Hashem is ki Hashem yitein from Hashem's mouth comes Dasa Shevet Halevi, all the way down to one of the great poskim of our generation, the Shevet Halevi. Kol Eitzes Anal, after all the Eitzes that he was giving about how to work on learning Torah and chazering and reviewing and understanding what you're learning and doing well in yeshiva, Ha'ikar Lishpach Siechu Tefila. The main thing for any of the different methods of chazara and memorizing and understanding, the main thing is lishpoch siyachu tefila, to pour your heart out with tefila. V'livkos harbein, to cry a lot. V'hoirein yinim b'sarasecha, to shine the light of Torah into our eyes. V'mistarim tivke nafsho, and one should cry to oneself, shayoyer HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'morah taroso, that Hashem should light up his life with the light of his Torah. Kedamer benida inam abeis, me'asa odem yechkom. What should a person do if he wants to become a chacham? Yarbe be yeshiva, you have to sit and learn a lot. Harbe, hirbu, the next page be yeshiva. But the Gemara says many people sat and they did learn a lot. Harbe, the last page. Harbe, hirbu be yeshiva, will also be other. And there are many people that they spent a lot of time learning, will also be other, but they didn't become great in Torah. Elo yevak shurachimim misha hachacham shalom. It's not enough to sit a lot and to learn a lot. Yivak shu rachmim. What's missing is you're not begging Hashem for rachmim. Yivak shu rachmim misha chachm shalof, from the one who's the bala chachm. Shenemar ki Hashem yitein chachm yipiv das uschuna, but kamashman de baha maloiha loisagi. And he says this teaches us that just learning, even in the best way possible, with all of the good techniques for learning, ha maloiha, but without tefillah, without davening, loisagi, it's not enough. Without davening, it's not enough. In other words, Torah is not something that can be purely here in this world. It's not of this world, it's of a different world. And therefore, in order to be able to understand Torah in the deepest way, one has to be zeicha and has to say at the Shema, and therefore it requires a tremendous amount of tefillah. You might remember there's a story that I told you from Rav Moshe Shtenbach. It's a beautiful story. I think I told last year or 2 years ago on Shabbos that Rav Moshe Shtenbach, who's now one of the greatest poskim in the world, Rav Moshe Shtenbach, when he was a young man, he's from London originally, he's from England, and he came to Etzel, he was one of the Yiluyim in Yerushalayim, and he came with a chevra of guys from yeshiva to the Chabina Rav, to talk and learning, and the Chabina Rav asked Akasha, and nobody had an answer. And he turned to, he didn't know who Moshe Shtembach was. It was just a bunch of guys. And he turned to Moshe Shtembach, he says, no. And Moshe Shtembach said an answer. It's an unbelievable answer. And the Tzibin Rav started to scream at him, that's not your answer. Like you made like that's your answer, it's not your answer. So Moshe Shtembach didn't answer anything, he just stood there like that. It was his answer. I mean, so the Tzibin Rav says, not, it wasn't your answer. So then he smiled at Tzibin Rav and he said, that's from your mother's tefillahs. That was your mother crying by the Shabbos candles that she has a son like you that could answer such a thing. That didn't come like just from your head. That's your mother crying by the candles. That's what he said. And Moshe Shtembach said over this mice that's true, that his mother was always crying by the candles that the children should learn and understand. He said, that's not from you. That's your mother's tefillahs. That's what a person could be piled when we daven for our children. Everybody's worried now that you know the there are seven yeshivas in town. I don't want to make sure my kid's in the top yeshiva, but he was not in the best shiur, or he's not in the best class. But when it comes to September, they're breaking down the doors of the school to get the kid into this class, not this class, that class, the best rabbi. And of course, a parent wants the best for the kid, and it's beautiful. The parents want their children to learn Torah and to understand Torah in the best way. But the ikke is tefillah. A mother's davening by the candles, because that's the strongest time to daven, that the eyes should be lit up with Torah, is by the candles. You could tell the wives that if they want to get the kid to be good in learning, it's not this year or that yeshiva. Okay, you try your best, but that's not the ikka. The ikka is for the mothers to cry by the candles. There's nothing that's more powerful. To cry and to daven by the candles, that my children, that the eyes should be lit up with the Torah. It's the most powerful thing in the world. It's the biggest time of the week to daven for that. We're crossing over then from Eretz to Shemayim, from the week, the 6 days of the week, which is Chutz La'aretz, to Shabbos, which is Eretz Yisrael. At that point, there's a very strong Siyata Dishmaya of Torah's Eretz Yisrael. The whole Shabbos, of course. But especially then to be Mashpia on the 6 days of the week is a tremendous thing. At that time of lighting candles. Kinemis of a Torah R. So Natsuchim is Chazab Gezeh Ma'oid. We have to strengthen ourselves in this a lot. Kol kach hifradnu ben ha'ilamus. The problem is that we made such a separation between these worlds. That's the problem in general. We talk about it all the time. It's a tremendous separation between the ilamus. Anachnu misugom l'sparla al kol davar. We see that we daven a lot for everything. For brius, for health, panosa, zivug, for a match, zayar shal kayama, for children, for oy. Aval al davar echad, ein anu misparlam kemat. But when it comes to one thing, we come out, you see there's not big davening. This goes be ha'aris or Hashem b'limudenu, that we should be zeicher for the or of Hashem in our learning. We don't daven for that. I mean, we might say the official words that are printed in the siddur, but we don't really daven the way we should for that. So this goes shelimud Torah for berosh b'rishona avodas Hashem. We have to remember that learning Torah is not an intellectual thing. It's berosh b'rishona. It's avodas Hashem. It's avodas Hashem. Lo isuk intellectuality great. It's not just some intellectual enterprise. It's Avodas Hashem. Yirotzun Shiniske Liyos Min HaMispar LaMilov. We should be Zaychi, to be among those who are davening. Vaydekach Zaychi L'Mizbarach Mitaros. We should be blessed with understanding His Torah. Now let's just learn, you have the page that you got today. We'll learn a little bit, just a little bit of a tam to get a little bit from some places. I don't know if we'll do all three. A little bit, and then we'll go back and close the Torah next week in Mr. Shem. Let's do the second one first. Sadiq, where says Sadiq? It's a little bit easier than the other two. I was in Rav Cook's house. We went there to visit. My wife was never there. I was there before, but my wife was never there. So my wife and the kids, we went to Rav Cook. They added some things there, so Amish added. I mean, his shrimal was not there. So I asked what happened, because they have, you know, in the room. You've been there? You're in Rav Cook's house, you saw? Oh, it's Masha to see. So, because the yeshiva used to be there too. So it used to be that his room, the way it was when he died, is still there, the room where he sat. So it's a closet, and they have his coat is hanging in the closet. And I remember last time that his spadik was there too. So I asked the person there, what happened to... She said the family took it back, they wanted it. They took the spadik out. But everything else is there, and they made this beautiful movie, this film. Beautiful thing. Beautiful, mamish beautiful. Mamish beautiful. They have his glasses over there. And and right next door to Rav Kook, they built now this brand new apartment. This whole apartment complex. I don't think, like, right outside the window where he used to sit. And it used to be just open over there. And now they see it's a bracha. Also, Yerushalayim is being built up. Hanavuhi bol leprakim. Rav Kook says, Hanavuhi bol leprakim. Nevuah bol leprakim. Leprakim means it's not steady, it's not constant. Even at the time when they were in Nevi'im. A Navi didn't walk around in a constant state of Nevi'is. He didn't live like that. He lived like a tzaddik, a chacham. And then there were times that he would experience Nevuah. Hanavuhi bol leprakim. Prophecy comes leprakim, from time to time. B'nevuas ha-nevi'im shel ha-dairus. This is as far as the nevuas ha-nevi'im shel ha-dairus, the prophets of all generations, of those generations. Other nevi'im, not Moshe Rabbeinu, other nevi'im. By all the other nevi'im, the nevuah would come leprakim, from time to time. Chutz m'nevuas shel ha-dairus ha-nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. With the exception of the nevuah of Adon HaNevi'im, the master of all prophets, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu lived in a state of Nevuah, of higher consciousness. Bizman ha'ifa'asa, mezgalihi b'chol oiz haruchnias. When the Navi, we're talking about this outside of Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Navi would experience Nevuah, bizman ha'ifa'asa, when he would experience when the Nevuah would materialize in his life, mezgalehi b'chol oiz haruchnis, it would be mezgale, it would be revealed with all of this, with all of its spiritual strength, b'chol oiz haruchnis, ad shechushay habazar b'tafkidei haguf ha'nefesh achiyunis mizbatlam, to the point that all of the senses, all physical senses, and all of the tafkidei haguf, the functions of the body, all of the functions of the body and of the animal soul, the nefesh achiyunus means nefesh ba, all of the functions of the body and the nefesh achiyunus mizbatlam, were mizbatl. The body was like out of commission. Everything was mizbatl. Omnam, however, b'siluka nisharu harisham haruchniim atzurim b'nefesh. Even after prophecy would leave the Navi, so while he had the Nevuah, like the Rambam describes, at the moment of the Nevuah, he would fall on the floor. He would lose consciousness. He'd be in a trance, a total trance. After he would come back to his senses, and the Nevuah would leave. B'siluka nisharu harisham haruchnim atzur benefesh. There remained rishamim ruchnim, spiritual shirayim, spiritual imprint, spiritual impressions remained atzur benefesh, held within the soul of the Navi. Like the Bnei Sosa says by Hanukkah, he talks about the shemen. So he says that the inyan of Ahava we see is in Shir Hashirim is like Shaman. And Yayin and Shemin, he says like Shaman. L'Reach Shmanecha Toivim. Nevuah is called Reach Shmanecha Toivim. Nevuah is called Reach Shmanecha, like oil. And he says that the inyan of Shaman is that when you have it in the jar, after you pour it out, you can't get it all out. You could keep on, keep on shaking the thing, but the inyan of the shaman is that something always remains. It always remains something of the shaman. And when you put it back down straight, then you see it's again. You can't get it all out like that. Just stam. You can't. So therefore, nevuah is called shaman. L'reach shmanecha toivim. Sheman turak shmanecha. Rav Kook says that even after the state of nevuah ends, of outright prophecy ends, and he's no longer in a trance saying over nevias, there remains nisharu harisham haruchnim atzurim benefesh, the residue, the spiritual remains, the imprints, are there atzurim benefesh, bound up, held within the soul. Ru'uyim l'sader al yadam, and this gives the Navi the ability, ru'uyim l'sader al yadam hanhoge b'ruur l'chol halicha sechayim ha'yesha toivim. It gives the Navi the ability, l'sader al yadam, to organize, to arrange, hanhoge b'ruur, a clear way of living, of life, l'chol halicha sechayim, and all halichas achaim, all in yonim of life, hayoset toivin. Because he's not saying nevu anymore, ko amar Hashem. He's not saying anymore the Dvar Hashem. The Dvar Hashem has stopped. He's not hearing anymore, he's not in a trance. But as a result of that shemen, that residue of nevuah, everything in life is different. And he sees in a very, very clear way how to arrange the regular day-to-day affairs of life. It's different. It's not like he has some sort of a voice inside of his head. That's not there anymore. He's not hearing any voices. But the Rishomim HaRuchnim D'Ratzurim B'Nefesh give him the ability L'Sader Al Yodem Anhoga B'Rur L'Chol Halicha Sechayim HaYoyse Toivim. Al pi hamesil shekvar nisla lo ayidei hafaos shel sidkas Hashem shebetar u'musar hamenucha midor darim. Based upon that path that has been already carved through the appearance of sidkas Hashem shebetar u'musar hamenucha midor darim, that is handed from generation to generation. That's why he says, "V'hanavi shelo b'zman nevuaso." The navi, when he's not having a nevuah, "V'hanavi shelo b'zman nevuaso," who davka mole esonus gufanus, kmo esonus nafshis. The navi, when he's not experiencing nevuah, is filled with physical strength and spiritual strength. It's not a regular person. He wasn't a regular person. After the experience of nevuah, he was filled with esonus gufonis. Physically, he was powerful. K'may esonus nafshis, and spiritually powerful. Again, it wasn't that he was saying nevuah, that God told me to do this and God told me to say that. But he was different. Hachachomim, that's the neviim. Hachachomim tchunosim acheres. The chacham, the nature is different. The chacham is different. There he says, "Ha'hofar haruchanis ena ba me'olam lideis garbus el yana." By the chachamim, this appearance of ruchnius, this descent of elokus into the chacham, never brings lideis garbus el yana akidei harisus aseda chamri. Never brings to a point where his physical life is, where he goes into like a physical trance, he's physically shattered by it. The Navi was shattered by the experience of Nevuah, and it would take him a while to come back to himself. The Chacham don't feel it in such a way. It doesn't bring to any Akedah Harisus HaSeder HaChomri. It doesn't disrupt the Seder HaChomri, the regular Seder of life. It doesn't disrupt the regular Seder of life. But on the other hand, Haruchnius Masmedes Itamid. Unlike Nevuah, where Nevuah was only Leprakim, Nevuah was only at rare times in the Navi's life where he would experience Nevuah. It wasn't on a regular basis that he had Nevuah. When he had it, it was like an explosion. Now the Chacham doesn't have that explosion, but the Ruchnius of the Chacham is Masmedes Hitamid. It's not just Leprakim, it's constant. It's constant. The Ruchnius of the Chachamim is Tamid. And it's Mechaleshesi as a Koch HaChomri. It does weaken the Koch HaChomri. Like the Gemara says, that the Torah is Matesh's Koch HaShladim. The Torah weakens the person physically. It weakens the person physically. Doesn't break him. Doesn't set him into make him unconscious. But it weakens. The Talmud Chacham is weakened by the Torah that he's learning. Again, there's this influence from above of Ruchnias. And it's Mechaleshesi as Koch HaChomri. But the Navi, after he finished the Nevuah, he would come back and he'd be physically and spiritually, he'd be strong. The Chachamim live in a certain perpetual state of physical weakness. Because there's a constant Ruchnius that's weakening the state of Gashmius. To a certain degree. And it illuminates the mind. The light of the seichel and the light of Musa, of ethics, in a notable, noticeable way. Kamuvan, he says, obviously, Sheyesh bezet tzad ilui, that there's an advantage to Chachma. There's an advantage to this, which we saw earlier, is called Nevuas HaChachamim. Kumum sheyesh bezet tzad ilui gam ken v'nei hashimush ha-meshutav shel ha-koach ha-sechli v'ha-nafshi. Because here, there is a shimush ha-meshutav ben koach ha-sechli v'ha-nafshi. By the Chacham, there's a shutfus, there's a partnership, there's a fusion, a joining together, an integration of the human mind and the koach ha-sechli and the spirit and the ruach. There's a partnership by the Chacham. By the Navi, he falls to pieces. It's like he disappears. He becomes like a shofar, like a kli. There's nothing of himself. By the Chacham remains. And there's a shutfus between the intellect of the Chacham, the soul, and so on, with the higher ruach that he's zoichet to, that we've been learning about through the Siyata Dishmaya and learning. So there's this shutfus from above and below. In other words, the Navi becomes bottle altogether. He becomes like a piece of Shemaim in this world. The Chacham is the Inyan of Shemaim and Aretz. That's the Inyan of Torah, Aretz, Yisrael. The Chacham is a combination of those two worlds, of himself and his own intellect, his own emotions, and his body, his physical well-being, with the Dvar Hashem as it plays through his mind and his heart, as it works its way through his mind and his heart. That's the Chacham. So the Maila of that is, it brings all of the Koichas of this world together with the Koichas of the higher world, which is the Tachlis, of joining together those two worlds. The Maila also is, when they have shows hatadirus, that it's constant. It's a constant thing. It's not like the Navi, where the Navi would have an experience, and he would be blown away, and it would be Shemayim coming down to this world. But what happened to Aretz? Aretz is lying there unconscious. The Navi's unconscious. He'd be altogether bottled. And Hashem made his will known, like blowing through the shofar. Hashem made his will known through that Navi. And the Navi would be in a trance, and he would say the Dvar Hashem. In a cholim, whatever. By the Chacham, it wasn't like that. So the disadvantage by the Chacham is that it's not a pure, clear message coming from above. It's not Hashem speaking in those words from above and giving a message. It's clouded. It's unclear. It's not Hashem, I am Hashem. It's not Hashem speaking to us in that direct way. And we suffer greatly from that, terribly, from lacking that Dvar Hashem in a clear way. On the other hand, it's Mishatev. It brings together the koichus of this world, of the human being, the Chacham, and makes that he's a kli to receive the Dvar Hashem in a constant state of Chachma, where although when he speaks, he doesn't say, this is what God said, but it is the Dvar Hashem. It's the Dvar Hashem in a way that's not spoken in the first person. It's spoken through the intellect of the Chacham. But it's a shutfus between heaven and earth. It's missing that strength. When the Dvar Hashem would be by the Navi, it came with tremendous, tremendous strength, tremendous power. And when it came from Hashem, it came in a way that was absolutely clear. That's not how it comes to the Chacham. The Chacham, you could argue. And the whole Tarshu HaPeh is filled with arguments. Comes with this discussions and disagreements. So the Nevuas HaChachamim is missing the power, the energy. V'haifo HaBru, it's missing the clarity of how the Dvar Hashem would come through the Navi. It's missing. HaMagalas Oymetz Elokim, or the Navi that would reveal the strength of God. The Oymetz Elokim, the great power and strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how it came through the Navi.
And
increases the rule of all that is good and all that is holy on the gathering or the society of mankind. So when he says this list, these last words, umegadelas, I think he's still referring to the power of the Nevi'im, that through that clarity and through that strength, it was able to increase the Shiltan Shel HaToiv HaKadosh, to strengthen the sovereignty, the rule of Toiv and Kedusha over the Kibbutz HaHavrusi, over the society of Am Yisrael. And that strength of the Navi, is not, we don't have anymore. That's missing in our lives. But the advantage of Chachmas of Nevuas HaChacham is that it's with us all the time. It's constant. It's with us all the time. But it doesn't have that strength. It doesn't have that clarity. So right across in the second piece, Ha-Hevdol Shebein Nevuah LaChachma, the difference between Nevuah and Chachma who.
He says
the Chachma gazes through wisdom, through Chachma, one can look upon reality, but in a way that's called, he calls histaklus tzedadis, from the side, Shidchis, or the surface, or even amok, or even in depth, but doesn't change anything. The way of looking does not affect anything. It's a way of understanding. It's not active. It's something which is in the mind. Whereas prophecy, he says, is histaklus shel chayim. It's not a matter of just a thought, an opinion, an idea. It's histaklus shel chayim shehapu'ula v'hayetzira shel hametzias, where the very pu'ula, the activity and the creativity of metzias of reality, mishtarero pnimiyusa, how it's conducted and what its pnimius is, misurogim yachad ima, abound together with nevuah. In other words, nevuah is not just a thought or an opinion. It's something which changes, it impacts. It affects reality. Hanavi roes hametzias mitzad shuhuva atzmiyuso hina meurim ba bechalusa. The Navi sees reality mitzad shuhu because he and atzmiyuso, in his very essence, amurim, are bound together bechalusa with all of reality. As the physical body is torn away from him, he's not like in this world, and he becomes one with the nevuah that he has with Hashem's. Picture and perspective of Metzius, and the Navi recognizes this. Valkain hayisalus elanisim bepol. Therefore, when they were Nevi'im, there were miracles. The Navi is a person who is connected to miracles. Miracles happen when they're in Nevi'im. In the absence of Nevi'im, miracles are very, very, very hidden. But when they were in Nevi'im, they were open miracles, because the two go together. When Hashem's light would enter into the Navi, when Hashem's light would enter into the world, it meant that something beyond this world came and exploded in this world, and it would have an impact upon the world, and miracles would happen. The world changed. The Navi saw the world from the perspective of the Bari Olam, of the Creator, of Yesh Me'ayin, and things were happening around him. This influence of heaven over earth, where heaven would take over and the normal ways of the earth would be suspended, this is connected to Nevuah B'Yisrael, to the time that we had prophecy. The same way that Nisim were revealed, then Nevu was revealed. Even though the pipes, the tzinaris, the conduits, the pipes, the channels of Nevuah and Chochma are different, that channel that brings down the vision of the Nevi'im, their way of seeing, and the way that the Chachamim see things, they're different channels. Nevertheless, there's a connection between those two pipes, those two channels of Nevuah and Chochma. And the outgrowths, the Si'ifim, the Si'ifei HaNevuah, Im Si'ifei HaChochma, there is a joining together at the end of these two channels, of these two roads, of Nevuah and Chochma. They somehow merge together at the end. All cultural light that exists in the world, the way that it's doing what it should be doing, and all the depth of Musa and Avodah should be Sayyid Teres Yisrael, that's the foundation of Teres Yisrael. V'chol hispashtuso hagdol v'olam, and the way that Torah affects the world and influences the world, orgim yachad esimla sa'or hagdol, together, weave together the garment of light, the great garment of light. Sha'achri kol ha-maseiches ha-rabbas v'mizgalgalais v'olam, that despite all of the veils that are in this world, all the coverings of this world, the malois of amardos above and below, barachas musubachim kolkach, in such complicated ways and pathways of this world, asidi hilias natuya akol olam kulo, in the future will spread out over the entire world, will shine through the entire world, v'chola yitzum kulum yabitu v'yinaru, and all that exists will be able to gaze upon it and see the light, as Chochmah and Nevuah will merge together at the end of time, and the light of prophecy, the light of Chochmah, will then be understood and will be seen by all existence, by all of creation. So next week we'll return to Mitzvah, we'll return to Arizatayah.